You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week, Duke Jordan gets us started.
We'll be right back.
hey, it's only 19 minutes in and I'm speaking already. That's unusual. People are still asleep saying, well, we'll wake up when he starts listing stuff. That's Duke Jordan, both starting the set and rounding it out. We started with Duke Jordan going back to August 1960, the title track, package on the Blue Note label, Flight to Jordan. Duke Jordan piano, Dizzy Reese trumpet, Stanley Turrentine tenor, Reggie Workman on the bass, Art Taylor on the drums. Then we listened to Yosef Lateef, early recording October 1957. That comes off a package on the Savoy label called Sounds of Nature. I've Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, Yosef Lateef on the tenor, Wilbur Hardin on flugelhorn, Hugh Lawson piano, Ernie Farrell on bass, and Oliver Jackson on the drums. Then Zoot Sims, going back to September 1950, package on the Prestige label, Zoot Sims Quartet, and he'd had Dancing in the Dark. Zoot on tenor, John Lewis piano, Curly Russell bass, Don LaMond on the drums. And then we listened to Duke Jordan. This one violates all my time codes, right? We generally don't go much later than 1964. But to my surprise, when I started digging through the discography, found the majority of things that Duke Jordan does are much later in the century than the 1950s and 60s. This was from October 1975, and a lot of it was done Scandinavia on the cheap Steeple Chase label. This comes off an album called No Problem on Steeple Chase, Kiss of Spain. From October 1975, Duke Jordan piano, Niels Orsted Henning Pettersson on bass, and Norman Farrington on the drums. Duke Jordan bookending the set on the beginning at the end. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program's a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline runs roughly from 1944 to 64. And we're going to start this next set with John Coltrane. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Nat Adderley and crew from July 1955, Cousins Buzzin'. On the Savoy label, Nat Adderley cornet, Jerome Richardson tenor, Hank Jones piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. It rounds out our set. Let's go to the top. We listen to John Coltrane on the Roulette label from September 1960, 1 and 4. A package called The Best of Birdland, John Coltrane on tenor, McCoy Tyner piano, Steve Davis bass, Billy Higgins on the drums. Also from that same package was Thad Jones, piece he calls Friday the 13th. From May of 1960, Thad Jones on trumpet, Billy Mitchell tenor, Frank West alto, Al Gray trombone, Hank Jones piano, Richard Davis bass, Ossie Johnson on the drums. Then we listen to Kenny Drew and a little trio here from April 1953, their rendition of Yesterday. Kenny Drew piano, Curly Russell bass, Art Blakey on the drums. We also heard from Jimmy Heath from April 1961, a piece called Bells and Horns, package on the Riverside label called The Quota. Jimmy Heath on tenor, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Julius Watkins on flugelhorn, Cedar Walton piano, Percy Heath bass, Tootie Heath the drums. And that brought us around to Nat Adderley and Cousins Buzzin'. Guess what? That's just about got it. For another Jazz Oasis, we're here each and every week at this same time. I'm Steve. We'll be back again next week to take us on out. Let's take just a taste of this. Claude Thornhill with Fran Warren. We'll see you next time around.